Hi, everyone, and welcome to Mike Velarde Show. I'm excited to welcome to our Mike Velarde. Mike, what's going on, man? How are you? Got you in the studio today. And, it's interesting, but our topic today is always going to interest me because of about financial. And I think especially when you need to be able to create wealth and people think they've given up that there's any chance ever to create wealth. But Mike, tell us who our guests are again.
We got Howard and Maggie. Howard and Maggie, welcome back to the show. We've had them on once before. They have some great tools to make money, and I wanted them to talk about that. It's always a pleasure to have you guys on.
Thanks, guys, for stopping by again. What's the biggest news? I mean, honestly, what you guys shared, I was able to explain with you as we're going to have like we'll call this a part two, put this out in the series, except we can't put this out on YouTube because Mike is pretty much blackballed on YouTube. So we'll have to talk about coming on the show just as Neil Haley show as well, guys, because that's the problem. Because Mike and I, we talk, if we mention something like the vaccine, oops, it's gone. If we mention anything about COVID, I guess election, any of these topics, we're pretty much screwed. But my radio show, for thank God, is not censored. And we had that on, we had you guys on that radio show, and we'll definitely re-air and put part two. But what's new with you guys? Update us.
Yeah, thank you very much, Neil and Mike. Howard and I from Transamerica Financial Advisors. And lately, we've been talking about estate planning. Is that right? We're always wanting to transfer wealth to our next generation or maybe second, third generation. And there are a few things coming up, and we want to make sure everybody is aware. For example, the estate tax threshold, it's about to pop, very likely going to be lowered to about 5-6 million. And a number of our clients, when we sit down with them, right, because right now the threshold is set as 12 million, but by the end of 2025, it's going to be sunset, probably going back down to previously, right, 5 to 6 million, yeah.
Wow.
So that's why we want to help many of our clients, right, especially entering into retirement. They're thinking about how to leave behind their legacy to have a plan ahead.
Yes, and part of the holistic estate planning also includes simple things such as a will, power of attorney for health, as you mentioned, Neil, about COVID, but you can't speak for yourself, who can represent you? So having these documents in place ahead of time creates helps establish, reduces a lot of headache for the family and get your wishes conveyed accordingly. Because I'm sure none of us wants total strangers to make the decisions for us if we can't speak for ourselves. So that, and along with, you know, the asset transfer for the money aspect of things to grow it and protect the wealth that we have created and creating the next generation of wealth, about, you know, the wealth for the family, keep it in the family.
Wow. Okay. So what you're saying is decisions are made once state, you need to really plan that estate out and figure out what's happening. That's the biggest thing, because you don't want to go to probate. That's for sure. Probate's going to destroy you in so many ways because other people make decisions. To help people start planning these things out now, so if you're going to have an executor, make sure you don't get the family involved in this, and make sure you put it a lot into ways that you're not going to have a fight with probate, right? And or a fight between relative, I mean, your kids or your grand fighting over the money. You want to kind of plan that out so that doesn't happen, right? And especially now, because you said there's going to be a lowered amount, then you're going to be taxed the heck out of things. You want to make sure you have have income, not assets at the end of retirement. I mean, when you're ready to die versus all these assets that could come back to blow you up in so many ways and nothing left for your legacy.
Yes, yes. And especially for those high income bracket, we can help come up with ways to minimize the risk of the estate taxes, right? So that way there is something left over for the legacy.
Yeah, definitely. And also, right, I always share with my clients, the best way to leave behind is actually a life insurance policy. Because one, all of us will die one day or another. Second, might as well leave a life insurance policy, and when the death benefit pays out, it's tax-free. And if it's a larger estate, so we usually will help the clients to design, for example, an ILIT to help them to avoid right estate side of the taxes as well. So a lot of great financial tools available that we highly recommend our clients to consider to not only do the retirement plan, but also at the same time to have a dedicated plan for wealth transfer for estate.
Yeah, so Mike, Danielle, like, you know, we've all heard you can't have your cake and eat it too, right? But in fact, if you understand how to utilize a life insurance policy, how to maximize it, you can actually have your cake and eat it too. So you can have your own wealth assets to use while you're alive and still the same amount or more to pass over to the legacy for your next generation.
Yeah, exactly. And this is what we always say, right? When we do the financial planning, we always want to bring it to a full circle. And a lot of times when people consider retirement, right, if we don't have estate plan wealth transfer in mind, most case clients will not have the freedom to truly enjoy their savings, because they were always thinking about, oh, if I use too much today, then I will leave behind too little for my next generation. Then how about let's divide, right? We have a dedicated plan for retirement. At the same time, we design a dedicated plan for estate plan. So when the clients are in, clients couple, they're in retirement, they can enjoy their retirement because they know they have a dedicated wealth transfer plan to their next generation. They can use up every single dollar in their retirement. That's what we wanted them to do, to enjoy their savings. At the same time, right, they still have something left to pay on.
Yeah, pretty much consider it that some people want to die broke, but still have something left over to go to the kids.
Yeah, so Howard and I, we constantly talk about our plan, right? I want to, at the moment when I leave this world, is just the exact amount. $0 left in my retirement savings account. At the same time, right, has a very well-designed estate plan to transfer wealth to the next generation. That will be a perfect solution.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for people that has their estate plan in place, we just, you know, want to help them understand that they should at least periodically review it, right, during various life events, whether people lost jobs, what do they do with their former 401k or the former employer, they have kids, kids are, you know, they've become empty nesters.
Yeah.
So you can't have the plan and forget about it, at least periodically review it, like you said, Neil, and then make sure it's current. Because you can always still change things while you want to and be able to make those decisions.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, you're the money man. What are your thoughts on this?
No, that's why they're on the show. I think they have some great ideas.
How have you changed your mindset, Mike, when you've learned from people like this?
Yeah, well, I think insurance is a great tool. Unfortunately, with the way the tax code is, with the government hiring 85,000 more IRS agents and looking to take more and more money from everybody, the only real tool you have left is insurance, because yep, insurance isn't taxable. So I think that it becomes necessary to utilize insurance in any kind of estate planning, and it maximizes. That's what I did. I mean, I have about $1 million insurance for my son, you know. Numerous policies, and
you can borrow from it too. And that's the other thing, is you can borrow from it.
Yeah. Well, you have life benefits. They have these new policies with life benefits. They're tremendous. So if I were to get injured or you know, I got sick, I get some sort of, you know, cancer or something, whatever, you can get money from the policy while you're alive.
100%.
While you're alive. Absolutely. We can also use life insurance policy for our tax-free retirement. Even Forbes. Forbes, I think back 4 or 5 years ago, they published this article, how to leverage life insurance for our tax-free retirement. It is a new way of doing retirement, because right now there are so many people coming from technology field, coming from a company launch IPO, they can enjoy their retirement in their 40s, in their 50s. That means a traditional retirement vehicle like 401k IRA will not work, because they cannot wait until 59 and a half. At that time, right, the only suitable solution, right, in our opinion, will be a life insurance-based tax-free income. So that's why modern life insurance provides all these benefits. We wanted to educate, right, through channels, Neil, like your podcast, to educate general public to know there are more things in their tool. that toolbox that they can use.
Oh, 100%. So Mike was talking about, you know, putting it into, so cash value life insurance is what the Rockefellers used when the Great Depression to save their money. A lot of people used cash value life insurance forever. Kind of expound on that fact that you become your own banker, as we talked about in the first time. And I also do a podcast I produce on my radio show as well called Strategic Wealth Strategies. And he really talks about people should use, it's a different investment vehicle, guys, right? That is really just not being talked about, that especially as Mike talked about all these, that you have, don't have these tax loopholes anymore, how you have to utilize.
Yes. And it's, you consider it an investment, as you mentioned, Neil, but how many investments do you know out there that actually have guarantees? Life insurance provides those guarantees, as Mike also mentioned. The newer generations of these life insurance has these living benefits. So there's multiple ways to use it and many ways to use it any way you like, especially that cash value component of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also we constantly remind our clients, when you look at financial services, right, don't forget about insurance, life insurance especially, right? It is a very important part of financial solutions that all of us, we can utilize for tax-free purpose, right? Or protect us away from life's unexpected things, or long-term care, or other living benefits.
Yeah, it's great that you guys bring up this topic, because this is one component that is usually the missing component in a lot of people's portfolio, that they really want to diversify and have that strategy that minimizes risk and provides the guarantees. And this is one vehicle that we can help educate them with, just like you guys are.
Yeah, and September is Life Insurance Awareness Month.
Perfect timing, guys.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why, right, we're very glad to leverage your podcast opportunity to share with everybody more, right, some of the benefits that we can leverage in our living time, right, in our retirement, and also how to leverage it for preserve the wealth that we have.
That's great stuff. Mike, any other questions so far? And I can go into so many details, but maybe some tips and stuff when we talk about estate planning. Anything or how you're planning your estate out? It seems like, Mike, you already have a lot of those plans in place, especially for what you went through in 9/11 and different things. You never know when that time could come that things could change.
Right. You don't. No. I have a lot of insurance for my son. That's what I did. So he'll be insurance wealthy when I die.
Very good, Mike. Nice. Very good. Yeah. So, Neil, also, right, a few things is that we constantly reminding our clients to think about when they are preparing or discussing estate plan among themselves or with an attorney. A couple of things, right, definitely wants to keep in mind. One is, who will be your executor? Who will help you to manage your estate? That's very important, right? Someone that you will trust, right? Someone that is professional, will follow your will. Then second will be how to divide your assets. And especially among husband and wife, right? Howard and I, we have this conversation all the time, right? How to divide among kids, right? How to be fair, equitable. And last one will be who will be your attorney, in fact, and healthcare representative. This is very important. And for instance, right, if either one of us in critical health condition, right, who will be the person to speak for us? That is a very, very important question. It could happen any moment. There's a saying, right, we never know which way is going to come first, whether it's tomorrow or our last breath. So that's why we always want to prepare that. And when that happens, when doctor asking that question at the emergency room, we want to be able to, right, prepare our family to be able to answer that type of question.
Yeah, I believe anyone 18 and over, you know, Mike, should at least have the basic minimums of a will and some of that power of attorney. Because as a parent, you would think you have access to your kids if they go to college and something happens, but they can't speak for themselves. They're 18. In the eyes of the law, they're adults. Doctors are not going to share medical information with you, even though you're the parent.
Right.
She had it on paper.
Right, exactly. And for instance, in my family culture, we're Chinese, a lot of times that type of questions are very difficult to have with parents. But I still nudge my parents to have this conversation with us, because it will happen sooner or later. And we want to make sure at that time when things happen, we're prepared. and we will follow our parents' right will, how they want to divide their legacy or assets among all of us.
Okay, Mike, any other questions you have for them?
I mean, I got to get the healthcare proxy myself. That I haven't done yet.
Mike, let us know. We can help you.
Yeah. All right. So you guys,
explain the healthcare proxy to us, please.
There's two parts. One, who can make the medical decisions for you, who can share the knowledge. And there's also the, now, depending on your state, like Illinois, it's broken out into two parts. Who's actually going to make that one very critical decision for you? How do you want to live your life? If you're in a state that, one, keep me alive as long as possible, spend all the resources, or if I'm not going to have a good, suitable life, pull the plug. I don't want to be a vegetable for the rest of my life, or how many years medicine can keep me alive that way. So there's two aspects, depending on your state. So those are the things that you could use that's doctor that can speak and get your information, and you can make decisions for yourself on behalf of you.
So that's something that you guys do with you guys, not just the cash value life insurance, not just insurance. You do estate planning as well.
Yes. With our network, we can help people with estate planning. We have a network of attorneys in all the states in the USA, top states that can sit down with people to do estate planning, to come up with tax advantage strategies and things of that nature.
Yeah, we're a full service financial advisories, so including investments, retirement planning, estate planning, etc. Holistic 360. And we do a lot of partnership, like with CPAs, with estate planning lawyers.
Yes. So we help individuals, we help small businesses, 401k plans, mm-hmm. executive compensation, everything else in between.
Yeah.
Great.
Let us know, Neil, if you need help, or Mike.
great stuff for sure, Mike. And I guess when you talk about the healthcare proxy, Mike, it's important because you never know what could happen to you, and right to resuscitate, all these different things that could happen, and when you just never know it can happen. It's a scary thing, especially with, if I wouldn't bring up, we talked off air about Mike, but we definitely don't want to bring that up, you know. When you just never know what can happen to someone's health. They could be fine one minute, and then the next minute they're God forbid, they can't make their own decisions.
Yeah, so
all that stuff.
Yeah, the unfortunate event of COVID really brought out the awareness to the world. They need those medical directives in place. So a lot of people did have that set up. Unfortunately, though, many others have not yet.
Yeah, for example, I have a friend. She went through 3 years for probate to get her own inheritance from her dad, right? Because her parents did not leave a will, a trust. So she said, I will never again go through it because it costs a lot of money, takes a lot of time to claim what, in her view, right, that should be hers.
Yeah, like you said, Neil, you want to avoid probate at the cost, because what's left over is, you know, what is left over to pass on to the beneficiaries, because the courts take a lot. Total strangers could make those decisions for you, even though you want it one way or another. And I don't know about you and you, Mike, do you want total strangers to know what went through probate? Because it's public record at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, your friends, you know, your neighbors can find out, and even your enemies can find out what happened. And some of those things I want to keep private.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's a great point. And that's why you have these conversations. And where can people kind of contact you for those kinds of situations? Where's the best place?
They can always come to our website.
Simple website is hmoy.us, hmoy.us. That's how you can reach myself, Howard or Maggie here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also feel free to reach out to our broker dealer office, Transamerica Financial Advisors as well, or a holistic financial service broker dealer company.
Yeah.
Mike, anything else to add, sir?
Yeah, I got to get a hold of them to do some of those things for me, because I got to set up the healthcare, that's for sure.
Yeah, but you think about it, Mike, is, you know, with the house and everything, it's hard to get caught up. How are things there, Mike? Finally getting settled?
Yeah, I think I'll be moving again, though, but that's another issue.
Oh boy.
It's a nice house, but it's a little small. I need a bigger office. I need a little bit more space.
Oh my gosh. Well, then Mike needs a real estate agent as well. So reach out to them if you're in the area. Appreciate it, Mike. MikeVillardiBooks.com, WinningTaxSolutions.com, MikeVillardiShow.com, and Mike'sMoving.com. All right, we appreciate it, Mike. That was awesome. Thank you guys again. And that was the Mike Villardi Show, guys. Take care.